Here's Chick on Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pampagano's forecast calls for a sunny, nice day today, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, 70 to 75. Thursday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, 65 to 70. And Friday, the showers taper off, 65 to 70. We'll take a full look at that tri-state forecast coming your way in a few minutes. Decades high raises are coming this week. The Social Security boost will help millions of Americans. Social Security's cost of living adjustment, otherwise known as COLA, for 2023 is expected to be around 9% or higher, the highest in 40 years, according to analysts. It'll be announced on Thursday morning. It's not just elderly people who gain. About 4 million children receive benefits, and an untold number of others will also be helped because they're being cared for by Social Security beneficiaries, sometimes their grandparents. New York's tally of COVID-19 cases has declined recently, but the number of likely COVID-19 patients admitted to hospitals has increased about 24% over the past month, suggesting underreporting of infections is masking the virus's true spread. Last week, New York reported over 29,000 new COVID cases, down 7% from the previous week, but the weekly tally of likely COVID-19 patients at hospitals statewide totaled about $4,000, up about 24% from the 3,100 patients admitted a month ago. Great Barrington marked Indigenous Peoples Day with a sacred ceremony and meditation. Tobacco, seashells, cedar, and pollen are some of the earthly offerings cast into the Housatonica River after more than 100 people prayed into them. An Indigenous Peoples Day celebration that began at the Town Hall gazebo with singing and speaking before preparation of the offering ended with a sacred ceremony and meditation at the river. It was a prayer to heal the river, and the river, suffering as it is from industrial pollution, was listening. The Dutchess County Office for the Aging is in immediate need of help for volunteer drivers for their home-delivered meals program. If you can find out and help, 845-486-2555, email ofa@duchessnewyork.gov. The Berkshire Waldorf School is presenting free puppet shows at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Fall Harvest Festival. They present those free puppet shows for children this Saturday and Sunday at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival in Stockbridge. Area meetings coming on this week, today, in Sharon. The Sharon Green Committee has a meeting set for 3 p.m. in Salisbury. At 5 p.m., Zoning Board of Appeals at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission at 7:30, Salisbury Rec. In North Canaan tonight, the P&Z monthly meeting happens at 7 p.m. Cornwall, the Wastewater Committee, has a Zoom meeting tonight. That is at 5 p.m. In Kent, the Sewer Commission has their regular meeting today at 4. Historic District Commission regular meeting has been canceled for today. Meanwhile, the Housatonic River Commission regular meeting is happening at 7:30. In the village of Millerton, the workshop meeting is at 6 p.m. tonight. Coming up this weekend, the Fall Bird Tour will happen on Saturday from 7 to 8:30 at Sharon, Connecticut. Sharon Audubon naturalist Bethany Sheffer and George Wallace of the American Bird Conservancy will have that on Saturday at 7 until 8:30 in the morning. More information and pre-registration at sharon.audubon.org/event. National Iron Bank celebration is happening in Cornwall Village this weekend. The Cornwall Bridge branch of the National Iron Bank celebrating 35 years of banking local at the Co-op Farm Market on Saturday from 9:30 till noon. Manager of the branch, Ronald Goldstein, will be hosting lawn games and awarding prizes. Meanwhile, the Run and Wag 5K will benefit the Little Guild Animal Shelter in Cornwall this Saturday. It's the premier dog-human race beginning at noon, with a course through historic Cornwall Village and out along the scenic Cornwall Valley. Runners competing in the following categories: adult male, adult female, youth male, dog and adult male team, dog and adult female team, dog and youth male team, and dog and youth female team. The youth division age is 17 and below. This event will feature music by Mike Cobb and friends, food from the Marikai Food Truck of Litchfield, and ice cream from Ben & Jerry's. Norbrook Farm Brewery, which specializes in farm-style beers, ales, and lagers, will be serving its craft beer at the Cornwall Library parking area. Little Guild, by the way, is a 501c3 not-for-profit founded in 1960. Kent is holding their Green Energy Initiative event, and it comes up on this Saturday. Kent, Sharon, and several other towns in the Northwest Corner are among those looking to take advantage of the funding. As part of the plan, the communities are participating in the Green Energy Initiative, an education and outreach program that will kick off at 3 p.m. at Kent School. State Representative Maria Horn will speak, along with Bernie Pelletier of People's Action for Clean Energy, a solar installer, heat pump vendor, Eversource representative, and other clean energy advocates will be available to provide information on energy after those talks. To learn more, KentMemorialLibrary.org. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic season opening and fine arts quartet performance is happening, kicking off this weekend. The guest concert with two concerts in October. On Saturday at 7:30, the Hotchkiss Philharmonic, conducted by Polish maestro Mieczysław Smoltz with German cellist Alexander Holschoff, will perform works by Mozart and Dvorak. The next one will be on October 27th. The concert, held at the state-of-the-art Catherine Elfers Hall in the Hotchkiss School campus, is free admission. And the rally to save the Sharon Hospital will be held on the Sharon Green. Community members, you can show that you can help save the maternity and ICU at Sharon Hospital. That rally is Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Sharon Town Green. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,202.88, the NASDAQ at 10,542.10, and the S&P 500 at 3,612.39. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.